Guys, it's Allie for the Hollywood Life podcast, and we have such a special guest today, especially as we enter the new year, we enter the holiday season, we are getting our goals in place. She has lost a ton of weight with Jenny Craig, and I'm so excited to welcome her to the podcast. Today we have Brittany Cartwright. Hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining. Now, the last time I talked to you, we were on Hollywood Life's Instagram Live, and you were starting out this new healthy lifestyle journey for yourself after welcoming your child and just, you know, wanting to kind of like get it together a little bit. Tell me a little bit about the process since then.
Oh, it's been amazing. As of now, I've lost 45.4 pounds.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Yeah, so I'm like super, so proud of myself. It's been amazing. It's been such an incredible journey. I feel great. I feel back to myself again. And, you know, I just have so much energy. And I'm just so happy and so grateful for the whole experience, honestly. It's been a real gift.
Now, it's such an incredible accomplishment. First of all, congratulations. It feels so good to achieve your goals. You feel really like, especially I think as a mom, like when you feel like you're doing so much for somebody else all day, like it's kind of nice to be able to do something for you and succeed in that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's been great. Like, being able to feel good for myself, because everything I do is for Cruz, obviously. Like, he's the most important thing in my life. But also, like, I want to feel good, and I want to be able to go out with my friends and, like, feel hot in dresses next to my hot friends that I have. Like, all my friends are freaking gorgeous. So, you know, you just want to, like, feel good and feel confident. And I am so happy with how far I've come. And, you know, a lot of people struggle with losing their baby weight like I did. And especially if you're not used to being bigger, it really like weighs on you. You know, like if you feel different and you look different than you ever did before, it like makes you feel a little bit different inside. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I wanted to like embrace like how, you know, how beautiful all my changes were. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was just a struggle to balance it all at the same time, you know, if that makes sense.
No, it really does. And like balancing like being a new mom and wanting to like live in this like motherhood thing, and then also being like, I want my body back a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just made a human being and I feel incredible and I'm so proud of my body for doing that. But like, I'm like, all right, it's been 8 months. So I'm ready to get I'm ready to get back.
And it's hard, 8 months,
of course.
right. And also, too, I feel like it's difficult because you see all these people, like, everyone has a different timeline. So yes. Some people, you know, their bodies are different. So their bodies like, you know, elasticize back after 2 weeks, like, and others it's 3 months, and others it's, you know, however long some have to really work at it.
Oh, exactly. Like, I'll never forget Lala, like 10 days later after she had Ocean, was in a like jeans and not a bikini top, but like a high-waisted like belly top 10 days later. I was like, what is going on? This is right. So not me. But I feel like so many people feel the same way I do and really struggle with losing that baby weight. And it's so normal. You know, like, I feel like it's very, very, very normal to struggle with losing your baby weight. And I think that a lot of people put too much pressure on yourself. And I definitely put a lot of pressure on myself in the beginning because I felt pressure from like the media and stuff like that. But at the same time, I just knew, you know, it was the best thing I've ever done in my entire life. Yeah. So, you know, it was just a balance of it all.
Now, are you now at the same weight that you were pre-baby, or have you lost even more?
I think I'm like around the same weight as pre-baby. Like, I could maybe do like, I don't know. I think I'm around the same weight as pre-baby. I don't know. It's been crazy because I gained like a quarantine weight before I got pregnant even.
Right.
So I gained the extra 20 pounds that like, I know many, many people did as well. Yeah. The quarantine 20 or the quarantine 18, they were calling it, I think.
Right.
But so I gained that first, and then I gained a bunch of, you know, the weight from having the baby and everything, which was fine, but it was just all a different different feeling for me, you know. Being by yourself and being in quarantine and stuff, even while you're pregnant and everything, it's just a whole different ball game. And I know there are so many other mamas out there. I feel like we're going to be the next baby boom because so many people got pregnant during quarantine.
Totally. So true. So true. Now, for you, what would you say has been the most challenging thing with your weight loss and doing Jenny Craig?
I think just sticking to like the program, just like staying motivated and just making sure like, okay, I can't just like go back to my old ways. Cause it's before I started Jenny Craig, I was a late night snacker. So yeah. Jenny Craig so much with like intermittent fasting. Not only do they have like the program with the breakfast, lunch, dinner, right. Dessert and like snacks like that help you. They also teach you about intermittent fasting and, you know, like all like exercising more and all that stuff. So before I started the program, me and Jax just loved to like sit on the couch and watch our shows and eat our, and especially I feel like with everybody with COVID, like everybody got into that routine of staying home and that was just a whole nother thing that I had to go through. Is, you know, coming out again and, you know, being around like friends and being out and like being like able to go out and like go to the grocery store and do this and do that and go to the gym and work out and actually be able to be around people. So all of that together is something that I struggled with, but it was so helpful to have the program to be able to teach me and guide me and have a coach that was able to help me and motivate me every single week. Because there, you know, there's always going to be times whenever you're doing a diet or anything where you're like getting down on yourself, like, you know, but you just stay so motivated because you have a coach that helps you. So it just helped me so, so, so much during those hard times.
Yeah, I definitely felt with myself as well, like you just, we all picked up like these habits that we like, we had the willpower beforehand because we were out all the time and we were doing things. And then, you know, when you are like trapped inside, like you just pick up these habits and like lose some willpower because you like had nothing to really look forward to a little bit in your day.
Yeah.
Besides your like late night snack.
Exactly. Exactly. And your TV shows and stuff on the couch. So.
Exactly. So
I was like saying.
Yes. But reworking those habits and kind of getting in the way of like when you go out to order food, like you're choosing the right thing. And like when you're at events, you're not like getting all the canapes, like all of that stuff. I struggle with the same thing.
Oh yeah. I definitely had to change like my portion sizes, my, you know, everything. But I learned so much through my coach from Jenny Craig. And, you know, the first 3 months that I was on the program, I was like hardcore. I stuck to every single thing, you know, and I lost 30 pounds in 3 months, like 10 pounds every single month. It was absolutely amazing. And, you know, now I'm starting the main program where I'm like weaning myself off of like, you know, the Jenny Craig foods and like also putting like the normal foods into my diet and everything as well. And my coach is still there leading me along the entire way. And that's something that I needed because you know, you get used to these routines and stuff. So
Right. And you can't like really pull yourself out of them. Like you need somebody to coach you through it completely.
And she's, so I love her.
How did you know that you were ready to enter this Max Up program and go into more of like a maintenance mode?
Well, whenever I first joined the program, you know, I just didn't really feel like myself anymore. It had been like months after I had already had Cruz, and I just really, you know, I was working out a lot, but I wasn't losing the weight as fast as I thought I would. And it just like, it was kind of taking its toll on me because I felt like I had a lot of negative like comments and stuff. And I know that shouldn't matter, but for me being like people are so mean on like Instagram, social media and stuff. And I know I shouldn't have like worried about anything like that. But at the same time, I just wanted to like feel better for myself and just like prove everybody wrong. Yeah. You know, I can do this. I can get back. I can get my body back. It's going to be fine, you know? Yeah. And so I think that, you know, starting the program, I just really wanted to get my confidence back. I wanted to feel good. I wanted, you know, I just wanted to be healthier for my son. I want to have more energy for him. And then, you know, after I hit my goal weight of losing 45 pounds, which I think is, I'm so proud of myself for that. And starting the maintenance program now, I'm just ecstatic. And I just, I want to do maintenance now so that I can make sure I don't just gain the weight back. I don't want to just immediately be like, okay, I'm off Jenny Craig now, so I'm just going to immediately gain the weight back. Instead, I'm doing the maintenance program, which is amazing. And I start off like one day a week incorporating my food. And then the next week, 2 days, you incorporate your own food, meaning 2 days of the week. And yep. It just there. So it's gradually, getting you back to your normal eating habits. But you learn so much on the program that I feel like I'm ready and I'm going to be okay, Right.
And that what you're supposed to be cooking for yourself, how much you're supposed to be serving yourself, things like that.
Yes, exactly. And I know portion sizes and all that stuff. I've learned so many things. There's a grocery guide and it teaches you so much that I feel like it's going to help me for the rest of my life, honestly. I don't think I'm not going to go back to eating candy bars at 12 o'clock at night.
Heck no. Also, your mom has joined you on this journey, which I think is so amazing. Tell me a little bit about how you encouraged her to start Jenny Craig and a little bit about how you guys can keep each other accountable and are cheering each other on.
Yes, my mom has lost over 25 pounds on Jenny Craig. I'm so proud of her. She just felt like she had gained a little bit more weight than she wanted to. And she saw that I was losing so much on the program. And she was like, I would love to try it. I would love to do it. I would love to try. And I was like, yes, let's do it together. And it's awesome to have that motivation from her. We'll text each other, how much we've lost or, our inches that we've lost and all this stuff. And, she's my best friend. She's amazing. She was really sick a couple years ago, got really, really, really skinny, gained weight back and just wanted to get back to her feeling like her normal self again. And that's completely fine. I just feel like whatever weight you feel happy with is what you should, strive to be at. If you, it doesn't matter how many pounds that is on the scale. It matters how you feel as a person, I think. I just wanted to feel like myself again. And I'm so happy for my mom. And she just encourages me every day. And she's doing amazing. She looks incredible. She's the cutest little thing ever. So
I love that. Well, and I completely agree with what you said too. And I remember we talked about this when you first were starting the program, because I think I had asked you if you had a goal weight and you were like, no, I just want to feel good. I don't have a number. And I think that's really smart.
Yeah. At first I was in my head, I was okay, if I lose 30 pounds, that'll be awesome. And then I lost 3 months. And then I was okay, let me go to 40. Cause I just wanted to feel I wanted to be at Brittany's wedding weight,
Yes.
But I just feel so good now. And I felt comfortable in my costumes and going out with my friends and doing things like that. And that, I think that it just matters what you feel like inside, honestly. Yes. Confidence is key. So.
Yes. And that is, without, 40 pounds heavier or less, still having that internal love for yourself is perfect.
Exactly. Exactly. I still was so proud of my body before. I knew I had this baby and it was the best thing I've ever done in my life. But sometimes you just want to fit your own clothes, 100%. It's sometimes going to your closet, not being able to fit in your clothes. So it was just a big confidence lifter for me to get back to my goal weight. I'm so proud of myself.
So proud of you. Now tell me how has Jax been supporting you through all of this? And has he also been enjoying kind of some Jenny Craig lifestyle stuff himself?
Oh yeah. He tries to steal my meals all the time. I'm like, relax. I still need to have my plan going. But he loves the Jenny Craig shakes with his coffees. He'll be like, can I please have some extra chocolate dream shakes with my coffee? I'm like, okay, that's fine. So my coach will send him some and stuff. It's so funny. But he also does the intermittent fasting with me. He's not gonna order McDonald's or something in front of me and be like, pretty, So he's been very, very, very supportive, and he's been great.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Now your son, is, let's see, like 18.
He's like 18 months? And a half. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. How has it been like just seeing him grow and hit all these milestones?
Oh, he's literally the cutest little thing ever. I just love him so much. It's just been amazing. He is so fun. He just makes my day every single time he wakes up. He's just so happy. And I just love going in and like getting him out of his crib or, you know, picking him up every single day. He's just amazing. And, you know, learning new words and pointing to everything that he wants to do. And just, it's just so cool to see how fast they grow. It's cool, but also sad. Cause I'm like, dang, he's growing so fast.
I know.
It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, that's so great. We love all the pictures of him. Halloween. So you did just lose all this weight. Now, are you planning to add another child to the mix anytime soon? Or you're going to enjoy this weight loss for a little, like, relish in it before you got to do it all over again?
Oh, yeah. I definitely want more kids. Definitely. Yeah. I've always said I wanted, like, 3 kids. Jax has always said 2. So hopefully, if everything works out for us, we'll at least have one more baby. And I would like for it to be sooner than later, because I would like for them to be closer in age.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see.
Fingers crossed. Manifest it. I love it.
Fingers crossed.
Now, there is a new season of Vanderpump coming out in February. Are you guys planning to watch at all?
I mean, we haven't watched like the past couple seasons, and honestly, we were even on the show. Yeah. We didn't watch because I always feel so awkward. I'm very like, I don't know. I get very weird about things. I get a lot of anxiety, and I get like very, oh gosh, I don't know how to explain it.
No, I don't watch any of my own videos. Yeah. I don't watch any of them.
Yeah, it's even hard to watch back. Like, if I do a video on Instagram or anything, it's even hard for me to watch back an Instagram video. So,
same. I'm the exact same.
So, I don't know if I'll be like watching too much of it, but I definitely support my friends, and, you know, I love them, and I hope the best for them. And, you know, Sheena's wedding is on there. We were at Sheena's wedding and everything. And, I just hope it'll be like a good season for them. I really do.
Yeah. Do you guys miss being on the show at all, or definitely like was the best decision for you guys?
I mean, there's definitely times that I miss it because I feel like if I'm not like hanging out with my friends or something, I'm like missing out or have FOMO.
Right.
And then also times where I'm like, well, you know, I have a baby now, so I'm getting to spend like so much time with him. So it's like a back and forth. I mean, we would definitely do something again. It was definitely a blessing to be on the show, and it was definitely a lot of fun. You know, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I miss all the fun times that we had. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, we still will be seeing you on our TV in these fun commercial spots that you have with Jenny Craig that you filmed.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about doing that with them and just being able to like share this really inspirational story with like so many women out there and inspiring them.
Oh, it was so much fun shooting the commercials and stuff. Like my whole life, I've grown up watching Jenny Craig commercials. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is just so cool. And everybody is just so amazing. The whole team at Jenny Craig is so amazing and just so inspiring to me. And they really like, they're just so encouraging. And it was just so much fun. And they incorporate crews, which I just love. And I just feel like a lot of women have gone through the same struggles I have of losing weight after having a child. And I just realized that like after getting all these messages and comments and everything, like how much it really has inspired a lot of people. And that just is all I wanted to do. You know, I just wanted to like make people happy and, you know, show that we can all do this and that it was okay if we like gained weight and we could lose weight. Like our bodies are going to fluctuate. It is okay. And, you know, social media trolls and bullies out there, they just need to like relax and, you know, we all just need to like realize what is important to us is all that matters. You know, like, we don't need to worry about what these people are saying, these keyboard trolls, because that's not real life. You know, they're not the ones that are dictating what we're doing in our life. So it's just very important to just stay strong and focus on your goals. And, you know, having goals helps you so much. Like, me being like, okay, I want to lose this much weight, I want to fit into this dress again, or I want to do this. That really helped my journey as well. Because you can get so sidetracked so easy, so easy, like, on any kind of diet or any kind of journey that you're on. So just staying focused and motivated is key. And I'm just so happy that I was able to, like, reach so many women's life. I'm really, really proud of that.
Yeah. It's a huge accomplishment, and it's something that's so inspirational, and so many women need to hear these days, especially, and even to inspire them to start, you know, when they see somebody like you, like, putting their story out there and sharing it. I think it's really awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course. Well, Brittany, that is our time today. I am so excited to see what is more to come from you and Jenny Craig with you on this Max Up program.
Yes.
We are just so excited and so happy for you.
Thank you so much. It's been absolutely amazing. And thank you for having me.
Of course.
So
much
fun. Thank Always you fun to see you.
Always fun to see you. It makes my day. You made my day. My stressful day, you have fully cleared up. So I'm so grateful.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Brittany. Awesome. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.